The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, our state. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's on sabbatical today, 7:06 in the morning, January the 5th. Good morning. Gosh, here we are, 2016. And are we having a, gosh, you know what they're saying is that the year's coming in like a lion here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. And Bob, good morning. You're already really busy here, that popping things and jumping on things and smacking things and answering phones.
Absolutely. And let me take care of
you. Get paid extra for that.
Yeah, take care of a little housekeeping here.
What's it look like?
Periods of rain today. Thunderstorm possible this afternoon. The high will be right around 50 degrees. Cloudy. Periods of rain tonight. The low will be in the 40s, so not a lot of temperature spread, but a lot of rain coming down. Over the next couple of days, we could see about 2, maybe 3 inches of rain in the valley floor. That's going to be off and on throughout the rest of the week.
2 to 3 inches.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Snow up in the mountain passes. Friday actually looks like we're going to have some sunshine, but then the clouds move back in Friday night. Sunday is our next day after that. But off and on rain for the next several days. Bring it on. 44 degrees in Reading. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane brings the weather reports all the time on Free Fire Radio. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, I just got a phone call from one of our people heading north to pick up a load in Weed. I know that kind of, you know what? That sounds funny, doesn't it? Picking up a load in Weed, California. No, it's not that kind of load. He's not going to get loaded, but it's he's going up the pass now, and he says there's no snow, but lots and lots of rain out there. So be careful. Be careful out there today. We've got a lot of things we're going to be doing. Don Magnum is on and was the VSO officer for about 30 years here in Shasta County before my time. But good morning, Don. How are you?
Good morning. How about yourself, sir?
Well, you know what? We're doing great here. I got a feeling you're giving me a call about some things that have been happening lately.
I am, really, Colonel. And what I would like to do is just put in 2 cents. I came back to Shasta County in 1990. The budget for the VSO, including salaries, was $19,000. And we were given a little shack to work with, and we were happy to have, you know, lean-to. But as time went on, we struggled through the Veteran Service Program, and one of your helpers, Trish Clark, was very instrumental in trying to put a little office together, and she did a good job. But we enter into all those struggles with Larry Lease. And Larry had some family reasons for liking and supporting the Veterans Service Office. And we got a beautiful office. You may have been in there under Larry. I think the county, I'm not positive, I believe the county contributes about $300,000 now. And whereas before they contributed nothing down back in the history of it.
Yeah.
But Larry put people in that office. He really has done a marvelous job with the past 2 service officers, and you brought up some good points. Larry allowed we veteran service officers, all we old gray-haired guys that retired, to interview and make recommendations, and it had nothing to do with Larry other than he approved the last 2 that we put in there as veteran service officers. And he's just been dynamic and really, honestly, I hesitate to say, because I was a Doug Latimer fan too, but I hesitate to say that he's the best veteran service county administrator we've had. But between Larry and this board, my goodness, you know, putting in $300,000 into the office, that had never been done up here before. And we just interviewed these people, and you talked about not really having experienced folks, and that was our complaint, is that experienced vet reps, when we had an opening in veteran service in the past, we'd get VA employees wanting to come up. We'd get county veteran service officers and representatives with experience. But people are reluctant to move now. It's just the job market is such, the salary better be very, very good.
Well, how, Don, you've been staying in touch. And by the way, thank you so much for what you've done for veterans and, you know, through the years. And you know what? You are, you know, a man of great stature in the veterans community. I just want to, you know that, but I just want to say it out loud to everybody. But what is the, is, I understand the salary is, doesn't even compare to other Shasta County executives.
Well, there. Yeah, it doesn't, Colonel. And honestly, I have to take some responsibility for that. I hired Dave Lanford, who is like a brother to me. I think he's the most dynamic worker. This guy, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
He will
I know
do
Dave.
Anything.
Yeah, I know. Dave is Dave. I like to. Dave is a friend of mine too, and he is. And I tell you what, there's you're not going to get a straighter. You know, if you don't want the answer, don't ask this man.
That's exactly right. Well, I got to bring Dave on, and that was through Trish.
Uh-huh.
And so I was very happy. But when we interview these fellows, you know, we don't, the salary I take the blame for. I should have been boosting the salary, griping, jumping up and down over the years. But it seemed self-serving to me, and that wasn't what I was in it for. I was this service-oriented and had reasons for wanting to work with veterans. But we interview these people, and you're not getting folks with experience. And you can't see beyond the eyes. And I know, Colonel, that over the years, with your leadership, there have probably been times when you dumped a first lieutenant or a sergeant or somebody. You know, you thought when you interviewed them that, wow, this looks like it might work.
Looked great on paper.
But great on paper. And that's what I have to tell you, that's what we've run into. And Larry Lees is, I just came out of a meeting with him, a week or so back. And I just honestly think the world of him. He is so compassionate with veterans, and he's allowed us to do this. These choices were not Larry's. They were mine. They were Dave's. And we did the best we could. But again, you can't look beyond the eyes, and we've learned some things. And I think when you look for a veteran service officer or a vet rep, you're looking for a personality. You're looking for someone who truly loves to help veterans and help people. And so I just wanted to clarify that. I just
well, I appreciate
the world of Larry Lees. And I'm not, if you went back through my history, you would see that, man, I mean, I've almost gone to fists with county administrators trying to put a little veterans office together. And Larry Lees, it isn't that. Larry has been an engineer, an architect of this veterans program. And I have to tell you that it has been, pound for pound, the best veteran service office in the state. And I really mean that, not because of anything I did, but we had Dave, we had Bob, and we had the support of Larry Lees and the Board of Supervisors. And it's been a long struggle, but we got there, and it's much thanks to Larry and the board.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and I talked to Larry yesterday, and he cleared up a couple of things. But you know, but here's the bottom line, though, Don, and I know you know this, but here's the bottom line, is that our veterans deserve the very best.
Thank you.
And you all performed, you know, magnificently. So, but for the last year, we've been in turmoil.
Yes.
And you know, and it's not time to point a finger at people, as it is time to say, okay, how can we fix this so we get somebody in there that's from this area? Frankly, I think coming from this area would really help, because, you know, then there's not so much of a surprise about who they are. And, you know, I mean, instead of, and just my opinion, and I'm,
no,
again, it's
you.
Easy to second, yep. you know, to backseat quarterback here, or backseat quarterback. Is that like Monday morning quarterbacking and backseat driving?
Right.
Backseat quarterbacking. That's my new one. And it's easy to do that. But I think if we had, if we look at the people around here, I think you can teach them how to counsel people and do those things, especially if Dave and you are around. I think we need that leadership, though, and that not management, but leadership to bring this thing forward and to keep going forward with this to support our veterans.
Well, what you're saying is exactly the words almost that Larry Leese gave to us. And I think
Larry's
this next
smart.
Go-round, you're going to have a lot of mentoring and a lot of coordination by those service officers, Bob, Larry. Bob would be there, Larry, and Dave and myself meeting on the periphery. So this thing will be straightened out. And it's Larry Leese is really the quarterback on this thing. You know, he's done a marvelous job. I wish I would have had Larry Leese as a boss many years ago. You know, it was a tough go. And someone like Larry bringing it through would have certainly made things much easier and put us on board.
Okay. All right, we're here with Don Mangerman, who was the Chesapeake County Veteran Service Officer a few years ago, and had started the program and is calling to say, hey, look, it's going to be easy to point fingers at Larry Lee's, but he wasn't, you know, he had to make the final decision. But as you know, Don, that, hey, you know what, the guy that makes the decision, he gets all the accolades, but he also gets the spears in his chest, too.
Yeah.
And so that the question is finding that right person, moving forward so that, you know, this is just too important. I mean, the problems the VA is having is something that's kind of beyond our pale. But things
right.
that we can do right here in our own town, we should have our arms around and we should be pushing forward. And I hope that this time, you know, everybody can get together and let's put a man in there or a woman in there that can
sure.
actually do the job, and so we don't have to worry about this for another 20 years.
Well, it will be different. I think that when this thing starts again, you're going to see a new ball game. It'll be really there'll be overseers to the office.
Well, and the veterans community has offered that to help and. The, you know, besides yourself and that, I mean, there can be too many cooks in here, but I think the yeah. bottom line for me is we need to get somebody. I think there's so many competent people around this area.
There are.
That we need to, and we need to get a homegrown, you know, veteran here. That's
right.
just
you
my
have
opinion.
An attachment.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, you do. And yeah. and you know this person. There's no surprises. There's no background on him because our town is too small. This veterans community
right.
is too small
to
say that, oh, well, you know, not him or her.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
remember what happened last year. So, okay, hey, thank you so much for
It'll
calling
work.
In.
Thank you, Colonel. I appreciate the
you
time.
You bet, sir. Thank you for your
thank
service
you.
So much.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas, and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got two more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Redding, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, January 5th, 2016. Good morning, my friends. 7:18 in the morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning, and I do want to say that I knew Don when I was going to Shasta College as a fresh out of the U.S. Navy junior
Swabby.
College student.
Swabby.
Fresh out of the Navy, getting my first job in radio and met with Don a few times, and as well as the veterans rep out at Shasta College. And let me tell you something, that man's middle name should be Integrity, because he comes from the heart. He's a profoundly... I think he's a lay, if I'm not mistaken, he's a deacon or something along those lines.
He gives the prayers a lot.
Yeah.
And he's, you know,
he's the real deal.
He's just the real deal.
And there's nothing but respect for that guy.
That's
so, this is my observation as a veteran and as a news person and et cetera, something is terribly wrong in the state of Denmark.
Yeah, there is. And there's a number of things. We're going to talk about that, too, because I have been in contact with Mac McCraw. And I'm not going to get specific, and he asked me not to. But there's some things that need to be said. You know, his name needs to get cleared. Hey, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Yes, Christmas is over. But there are still great deals down at Four Winds Jewelry. So when are you going to start going down there? I mean, and if you've started and you want some more, head on down there. Go down and see the people down at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive across from Sierra Gibbs. A little strip mall right there. Great deals, full service. It's a full service jewelry store. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. If you haven't gone down there, head on down there. Look at what they're doing. Let's go on, then. Let's just keep following up on this. There's some people going, what? McGraw's no longer the VSO officer? Yes, that's right. I think a week ago, Mac turned his resignation. Now, I got a letter from Mac. And he's probably listening right now because he was listening to the show. I have no idea where he's at. I don't know if he's still in town or if he's back. I don't know. Mac worked there for several months. There were a variety. There were some problems there, one with an individual. I'm not going to mention, you know, anything more than that, except that there was a charge levied against him, not sexual harassment or anything like that. But it was after investigation, it was unfounded, they said, you know, so that had nothing to do with that. And it came down to the fact of being able to handle your office and being supported by it and this coordinator Mac and being able to make the decisions that he thought that was needed to be done. And he said, you know, after a while of beating your head against the wall, he said that, you know, there's other jobs in life. You know, he liked it here. He liked Reading. He liked the people and all that. But it was just the job became untenable. And this is something that we need to guard against. that whoever's going to run that office needs to run the office once you hire them. But then we go back to this, and I appreciate Don. Don is you know, he's a man's man. He's a veteran advocate. He is a person that you want to have, you know, to represent veterans, all right? And then you have Dave Lanford. I admire Dave Lanford so much. He's done so much for me. And I tell you what, he's not easy on. You know, he's not one of these people that coddle people either. He's that throwback, old core Air Force, you know, senior staff NCO that says, you know, when people come, it came in, he would tell me these stories that I would not, of course, names or anything, but he would just tell me these stories. I would just cringe about some of the things some of our veterans would come in and want. And I'm going, you're kidding. You're kidding. And he goes, no, I wish I was kidding. And he, you know, and so I'd hear these stories. And then, you know, and after a while, you know, stuff just wears on you, but he'd been there a long time. He'd done a great job. He'd gotten him moved into the new office. He went out and they found, Bob Dunlap. And Bob was another one that was kind of an old throwback. And then, to get the office off the ground and do these things. Then the last two. Now, Don can say that, you know, hey, that was a group that we hired. There's a lot of people in on this. But the bottom line on it is that we need to have a local guy or girl to do this job. And it's not important that they don't have 12 years background in Veterans Affairs. No, it would be nice. What we need is a leader. And we've talked about this, military leadership in a civilian atmosphere, because obviously they're having problems in the personnel over there. It's not a secret in the veterans community. There's a lot of problems in the personnel over in the veteran service office. There's a war going on in there. That needs to be stopped. And if it needs to be stopped by people needing to be moved out of that office or something like that to another job somewhere else in the county, then do it. Just do it. And, you know, and not have to rely on pity-patting and, you know, walking around things. Get rid of the troublemakers. Get rid of them. Move them to another job. Maybe they just need another, you know, another place to work and bring somebody in there that's a leader. And because if they're a leader, they can be a manager, too. They can be taught to do these things that the veteran service officer needs to do as far as counseling in this. But you need somebody that's strong, that's going to take steps forward, and you need to have Larry Lees and the board of supervisors to back them on it. You know, I don't care what you say, that if they don't back them on it, this is what I think I need. This is what I need. I've been here for 5 months. This is decisions I've made. Then do it. The other thing they need is a wage that is commensurate with the responsibility of that job. A wage that is commensurate in the responsibilities of the veteran service officer who brings in millions and millions and millions of dollars into this county by working efficiently. You don't think this has had an effect on veterans? Not even to say the effect that this is having on veterans. The VA is totally hosed. We know that. With some minor exceptions, our veteran service officer, we can affect, he or she can help veterans at the lowest level and get things going and keep pushing and do the right thing. So do the right thing, Larry and Board of Supervisors. Give this guy a raise. You're so quick to give other raises. Give this guy a raise. Let's get somebody that's local that's in here, that's a leader that we know, and let's give him all the help he needs. Bob?
Well, yeah, two things. First of all, mission focus, which is something that a lot of county departments seem to lack. Mission focus. What is the mission? Help local veterans, period. Not move papers around, not fill out forms, not justify expenses. Help the veterans. Second of all, anybody who was a senior staff sergeant or an administrative officer should be able to run that place. And basically, it can't be like other departments, but it's always been the redheaded stepchild of county offices, and it's time that
changed. It takes a special person. No, I know, and I'll disagree with you on this, but you're right. It has been the stepchild. For one reason or another, it has been. But here's what. I don't agree that it could just be an administrator. No, we need more there. We've had administrators. We need leadership. We need leadership and management. We need to use those military leadership traits in a civilian workplace. I lecture on this thing. I mean, it's so attuned to what they need over there of people that are, you know, integrity and judgment and honesty and physical and moral courage to do things. Something that we've lost somehow in our rush to become where we are. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River. Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's Tuesday. I'm in here ranting by myself. And you know, frankly, Bad Bob is the one that's causing this.
Oh, I see.
Yes. You keep throwing, hey, what about this, Carl? What about this on the brakes? And I go, I ran out of here screaming at the brake.
I guess I should have clarified. You want somebody who knows how to play the paper game, but also yes. has military leadership
yep.
skills.
Absolutely.
And that's a weird balance.
It is. By the way, it's 26 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's 45 degrees today, going up to 50. 45 degrees right now, going up to 50, but lots and lots of rain. And we're looking at lots of rain today. Oh, gosh, what would you say, Bob? Two inches over here in the next couple of days?
Next couple of days, we should see
okay,
a couple
now,
inches.
Okay, now, we had a great weather
report. Turn into feet at the lake.
Yeah. Well, we had a great weather report earlier today from Bob Martin on the news. And essentially what it said was we're still not over this, you know, 4 years of drought. So you can look at it. But El Nino, no matter how good it is not going to get us well, or so he says it looks like right now, because Mother Nature's strange. We got to take a good look at that snowpack. But if it's snowing way up there, then that's going to start looking good too. So, but you know what? I hope you got all your water, all your sprinklers turned off. If you don't, you're a fool, which means probably we should probably talk to the city of Reading to see if all of theirs are off. The weather report, by the way, is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's a veteran-owned business. As is Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair business can. It gives you a guarantee from a chip, small chip, on your windshield, everybody has, to cracks over 12 inches in length. He can fix them, and he guarantees them. I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and his business, Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. He does other things down there, too. Hey, the Asphalt Cowboys announces their 2016 Rodeo Parade Theme Contest. Here it is. Each theme entry must be short and create a subject to guide decoration for parade entries and all Rodeo Week events. I love this Rodeo Week. Linda and I announce every year, and we just love it. The winner of this year's contest will be awarded $1 million in cash. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was $100 in cash. And will be a special guest of the Cowboys in the Parade. Did I say a million? I meant 100.
You just had about six yellow-shirted guys fall over.
Yeah, Tom Spade. Tom Spade, by the way, right now, is they're putting these paddles on his chest after I said that. Give him a call at 241-0201 or 227-6859. Tell Tom, this is what I think is a good idea for the theme for the Parade.
This is satire, folks, yes.
It was satire. A little bit of satire there. Or, you know what? You know what? Here's the thing is, when I make a joke, people laugh. When President Obama makes a joke, it becomes an executive order. And here he goes again. Here he goes again. You know what? I'm just sitting here. I'm just kind of seething. Executive order. The King Obama, the Czar of America, is now going to take away your right to sell a gun to your brother-in-law or to your friend. When they came out with the original premise, it was something like, you know what, if you're selling a large amount of guns or X number of guns and you're making money off, you know, if it's a lot of guns. And I could see the convoluted theory on this. I didn't agree with it, but I could see the convoluted theory. But now, here's what it is. There is no number. It's what the government thinks. That means that you should have to have an FFL or a background check. So it could be is that they think that because Carl is selling a couple of rifles to people like Bob and other Bob. No, I wouldn't sell it to the other Bob because I don't think he'd make it through the background check. But to Bob, Bad Bob, or Mrs. Bad Bob, they could say, whoa, you need to run a background check. You need to have an FFL because it's nebulous. It doesn't say what exactly it is. It could be two guns. It could be more. It depends on that and other factors. Can you get this? Do you understand what he's doing? It's an attack. He's leaving it so nebulous that you have to trust the government to have common sense, which, of course, we know better. Common sense under this administration or any, when you think about it, administration, is sorely lacking. A business sense, a sense of right and wrong and moral outrage. For him to make this decision, he said, oh, it won't solve the problem. You're right, it won't solve the problems. Let's talk about it. Every one of those guns was bought legally that's been used in these mass shootings. Every one of them. Of course, you don't hear about all the real mass shootings that are happening in the neighborhoods and in the boroughs and the inner cities that are happening, these thousands of young men and women and babies and children that are being killed by thugs and crime. Because why? They have no other life. They have no education. They have no family. They have no jobs. All they have is that block and their drugs that they're selling, and they're encroaching on each other. And I'm not talking black, white, brown, purple. This is just what's happening. We talked about this yesterday. Instead of cracking down on legitimate gun owners, citizens with jobs and who've paid their dues, you need to make people feel safe, President Obama. You need to give them jobs. And if you think this economy is recovered, Ha, ha, ha. Talk to people out there. The stock market's crashed again. The economy has not recovered. What people need to do is feel safe. If you really want to make an executive order, here's your executive order. I am calling up the National Guard. I am going to put them in conjunction with the Chicago police. At the same time, I'm doing an investigation so that there will be a unit on each corner of the heavy crime areas in Chicago. And if anybody attempts to attack these people, they will return fire. And we will crack down on all crime here. There will be no guns used. There will be nobody out. And guess what? Here is, want to make a curfew for about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks till this place is clean? Because people want to feel safe. That's all they want, President Obama. They want to feel safe and secure. The people in this country no longer feel that way under your administration. They no longer feel that way. The vast majority believe you cannot protect them. Do I want the military on every corner? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We don't need that. But you've got certain areas of this country where people do not feel safe because of all the people being killed or shot in their neighborhoods. It's not the gun. It's the people. You've got to change the mindset. You can't do it in a year, but you could have started in 8 years to change that, and nothing's happened. It's gotten worse. People want to, and you look at the fact that Smith & Wesson stock has just gone bonkers, and their gun sales, as have others, it's been the largest year ever in this country. And why? Because President Obama makes an executive order, and people knew that this was coming. He's making an executive order, making it harder to buy. That if I wanted to buy a gun from Bob, or Bob wants to buy a gun from me, because we happen to like that gun, this could be restricted in some way. This is an executive order. Now, things he didn't do. He didn't try to outlaw magazines of certain, certain quantities. He didn't try and do anything with assault weapons, because that's impossible to do. Trying to do that. And he says that he's not getting anything from the Congress. Well, the Congress was elected by the people. And the people said, we don't want that. That is not at the top of our list. Our top of our list is the economy and terrorism. Guess what? Climate change didn't make it either. We need to change these things. We need to change the mindset of what is needed in this country. What is needed is jobs, employment, the return to values in society, the return of the education standards, the return of the right of people to feel like they are safe, secure, and have a job, and that their job's going to last, and it's not based on some kind of weird government regulation. We're going to take a break. This is Carl Bott. This is Free Fire Radio. It's about 17 minutes until 8 o'clock, 45 degrees out there today. We'll be right back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join- Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade box office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Black Hole Sun, won't you come?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical this morning. It is 13 minutes until 8 o'clock on the 5th of January. It's 45 degrees out there, going up to 50 today, a low 42 tonight, and all I can tell you, it's going to rain. It's going to rain some more, and then it's going to rain some more. Yeah. And more rain. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, they have it all there. Little disclaimers that I work also with Shasta Gas Propane and hauling some of their propane tanks back and forth all over the state of California. The new job that put veterans to work on two sides, two different sides. And Chuck Kinney and Joe and Judy won an award for their hiring of veterans. An award from the state as one of the three top small businesses in the state of California with plans in on how they hire and how they hire veterans. I mean, what an outstanding decision on the part of California to see that, and what great work they do. Tom.
Well, it's like when somebody asks if I know somebody who's suitable for a particular job, and I scratch my head and say, everybody I know who's worth a damn has a job.
Yeah, you know what? One of these things, comments is Obama is a good example of an administrator with zero leadership. The others are saying is that you got to get people from outside. We're back again into the Veteran Service Office. Get people that are out of the system and teach them how to do something. You know, but you've got to give that person the ability to make decisions. And then you've got to back them up. If you hire them, it's like this. You've got a commander. You're giving a commander a job. Here's your mission. Well, it's not going to be all the time. It's not going to be nice and you know, tactful. And sometimes you just have to get down there and kick some ass. These things have to be done. Sorry, you don't like that? Well, then find another job. But this is your job, and you're going to do it this way because I'm telling you, because I'm the boss, you're the subordinate. This is the way it's going to be. Sometimes you have to do that. Sometimes you can use the collegial method. Sometimes you can bring them in. You know, it's a good leader will find ways to reach everybody. But when it gets right down to it, the man or woman who puts him in that job or her in that job has got to back them up. I mean, totally back them up. They can't, the human relations and this good feeling and, you know, fuzzies and our, you know, what, I'm not getting that fuzzy warmth.
The military is a big social experiment now, don't you know?
Don't even get me going. Don't get me going on that.
He knows the button to push.
You did it again, didn't you? You did it again. A social experiment, the military. Again, thank you, President Obama, for this one. For allowing women into every aspect, every level of the military, including the ones where the Marine Corps did a 9-month study to empirically prove that women in squads intermixed with men cannot perform at the level as all men squads do. In the, I mean, like 90% of the objectives. And so what do? Oh, those Marines, those damn Marines, they just, you know, yeah, that's true. They use an outside agency. But you know what? They already had a mindset. You know, this is the kind of leadership that President Obama has appointed in his Secretary of the Navy or Secretary, you know, his Department of Defense. A guy who's come from the bowels of the Pentagon and not somebody from outside that's going to come in and look at it rationally and realistically. When the Commandant of the Marine Corps says that, and this Commandant, who's obviously not a good guy, but they just made the Chief of Staff for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know what, you would think you would trust this man's judgment. But no, they don't want to do that because, frankly, Obama doesn't like the military. And let's start on his very first inaugural day when the Medal of Honor Society, there's only like about 90 of them in the United States, in the whole United States, that have won the highest award that can be given for heroism in this country. And what do? They have their Medal of Honor recipients ball on the day of the inauguration, and in every case since the day they started this 50 years ago or 60 years ago, the president has shown up to that ball. Not Obama. Not for either one of them that they had. Not Obama. He believed that the military should pay for should use their own insurance to pay for wounds they suffered in combat.
They volunteered after all.
Corpsmen. Yeah. And that was, you know, another thing. But then you go on into the tearing down of the, you win a war in Iraq, and then you turn around and then lose it by pulling all the people out. A complete blunder on this man's part. All on his. This was his. Bush had his when he went in there. It was the one from Obama. The man's tearing the military apart. And that, you know what? Guess what? Army can't make its recruiting. You know, frankly, I kind of like that. I hope that it drives everybody that maybe we need to bring that draft back. How are you going to like that one there, Senator Chase, except your son will probably never have to go.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got privileges.
I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, unclear on the concept. You know, a regular dinosaur. But my thought was that a military exists to kick the bad guy's butt before he can kick yours. Or maybe that's just old-fashioned thinking.
Yep. I like it. All right. Let's go on. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by... I'm sorry, but this portion of the show is brought to you by... I'm not sorry because I really like these guys, Joe and Shelley. Another veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Everybody knows where Tobacco and Brew is. You should. You go to an Espresso Joe's and you get that great coffee. Any type of coffee that you can buy at any other place, except it's cheaper or less expensive. It's just as good, but it's less expensive. Walk in. Not only that, but you got coffee beans, you got coffee makers, you got beer, wine, you got it all there. And then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in the North State. Everything you could possibly want, from e-cigs to loose pipe tobacco to a walk-in humidor that is just simply outstanding. And they are good people, too, Joe and Shelley. Good people that own that place. They do so much for our veterans. They do so much for our community. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's, but they do so much more to support our community. Okay, let's move on to, you know, I was going to talk. How'd I get back on the Veteran Service Office? How'd I get back on the military? Well, that's how I got back in the military like that. Let's talk about what's going on in the Middle East. Let's talk about another failure. You know, okay, I've been off for a few days. Maybe haven't been been reading the news as much as I should. But let's look at what's happening in the Middle East. Saudi Arabia just executed 47 Shias, including a major cleric over there. The Iranians took this to heart, and they stormed the embassy in Tehran, the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Well, since then, the split widened as Bahrain and the UAE joined Saudi Arabia in either cutting off or downgrading ties with Tehran. The diplomatic crisis erupted, of course, after, like I said, after they killed the 47 people, including the Shia cleric. Saudi Arabia's response, though, reflected not only outrage of Iran, but an undercurrent of frustration with the United States' reluctance to hold Iran accountable to alleged aggressions. One Saudi official was quoted complaining that the U.S. backs off every time Tehran crosses a line. Now, why do you think this stuff's happening over there in the Middle East? It's because the Obama administration, and this is, okay, this is the important part here. With Hillary Clinton as the Secretary of State, destroyed every bit of peace and order in the Middle East. How did they do that? One, they pulled all the troops out of Iraq after the war was won, allowing Shias and Iran to come across the border and start the fighting and get that started, even though they go, well, you know, these, you know, Sunnis, you know, but they got it going. They took out Gaddafi. They took out, oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, you know, now Libya is being run by, what, gangs, war gangs, different clans. The war in Syria, he doesn't know, they refused to step forward. When the people were trying to step forward and they just needed help, Obama stepped back. So now you've got a civil war in Syria that's killing hundreds of thousands of people, that millions of people from the Middle East are now converging on Europe, where they are destroying they're going to destroy the economy and what's going on in Europe, because they can't handle all these hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Syrians and others that are running. Most of them, of course, are military age because they don't want to get involved in this thing. Why would they want to fight for their country? And instead of setting up places that there could be safe over there, you know, and using your money that way, no, let's just find ways of bringing more people over to Europe and to the United States. Thank you very much, Mr. Obama. Again, and of course, Egypt, who had the Muslim Brotherhood taking over, which led to the military coming in Egypt. And Egypt is one of those places that dislikes us more now than they ever have. They didn't dislike us before, Mr. Obama. And why? Because they were allowed to run their own country without having us, you know, interfere. And then after interfering, pulling back and go, okay, well, that's just the way it is. So this is why people are doing it. And then they look at the Iranian nuclear pact. Is there anything worse than that besides maybe this, you know, Obamacare or the things he's done to the military? Or I mean, I don't know. There's just so many. But that one? The Middle East is terrified that Iran is getting a nuke. Why? Because Iran, if you remember, was Persia, and Persia was the ones that kind of like dominated the whole area, that controlled everything over there, that moved into Europe, that moved into Greece and Mesopotamia and Italy. I mean, this is that group. I don't understand the sense of no history from President Obama and his administration. I don't understand that. And now what's going on in the Middle East is even harder. And instead, we're worrying about one or two people selling guns at a gun show. Wouldn't it be more to be worried about, you know, thousands of people being killed in the cities? 6,000 or 7,000 last year killed in the cities. That's not even counting how many were shot. Wouldn't it be better to try and bring security and jobs and education there? You've ruined the Middle East. Why can't you know what your legacy should be is perhaps, you know, factories working here instead of us making more arrangements for more people to move businesses out of this country. How about coming up with a plan to have people move their businesses back into this country? Gosh, how novel. How about this? How about shrinking the government by 10%? Oh, how about that? And you could have shrunk it by 15% during 8 years. Anyway, hey, when we come back, we're going to be with our latest development officer in Reading, you know, I've met him one time, and I'm just I'm really, really enthused about how he feels about business, permitting, and all these things that he wants to do with his people here. This is KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8 o'clock here on the 5th of January.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Stocks appear to have stabilized the day after a plunge in China unsettled investors around the world. There were some modest gains in early trading on Wall Street, but the stock values have been vacillating. Mainland Chinese shares extended losses in a volatile session following yesterday's big sell-off.
The underlying cause of the renewed weakness in China's stock market is the wider economic slowdown the country is going through. Monday's falls were sharp enough to trigger a new system for suspending trading. The declines resumed when the market opened on Tuesday and the main index in Shanghai rapidly lost 3%. In the course of the day, there were reports that Chinese government investment funds have been buying shares and that the regulator plans to extend restrictions on selling stocks that were due to expire this week. By the close, the index was only moderately lower.
That's BBC's Andrew Walker reporting. President Obama is set to announce the use of his executive powers to tighten gun laws without going through Congress.
3 years after failing to get a package of gun control measures through Congress, the president is bypassing Capitol Hill. He's about to unveil executive actions that he believes are within his legal authority and uphold the constitutional right to own a gun. Many Republicans object, and the gun lobby is expected to challenge the actions in court.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Forecasters say Northern California can expect as much as 15 inches of rain over the next couple of weeks and about 2 feet of snow in the higher elevations because of a new weather pattern moving in. Los Angeles County Fire Department spokesman Randall Wright told KNBC-TV some people might want to use sandbags around their homes.
Our goal is to divert that water from your home and down the street into those catchment areas that we've been working so hard on keeping clear and clean.
An airport spokeswoman says that a United Airlines plane slid off an icy runway at Spokane International Airport in Washington. No injuries are reported. The airport was helping United remove the passengers from the plane. More on these stories from townhall.com.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose the school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates, one the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education, and one U.S. News & World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-720-2358. U.S. News & World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University online. Call today at 1-800-720-2358. That's 1-800-720-2358.
Some excitement last night at a campaign rally for Donald Trump in New Hampshire. As a heckler was shown the door, as for politics, Trump told the crowd it would be a mistake for Hillary Clinton to be elected to the White House.
We don't need four more years of Obama, and that's what you're getting with Hillary. That's what you're getting. No, that's what you're getting. And I believe it might be even worse, if you want to know the truth. It might be worse.
On Monday, the Trump campaign put almost $2 million into broadcast and cable television ads to run this week in Iowa and New Hampshire. Hillary Clinton is proposing a new initiative directed at boosting autism screening, treatment, and research. Her plan being unveiled today as part of her two-day campaign tour through Iowa. According to the campaign, Clinton's plan would push states to require private insurers to cover autism services. It would also expand employment and housing opportunities for those affected by the disorder. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. authorities in Puerto Rico have seized thousands of counterfeit Barbie dolls.
It may be only a toy, but this shipment contains some 10,000 counterfeit Barbie doll sets, complete with a tiny toy dog, which had arrived from China. Mattel's online site displays a similar set retailing for $25 apiece. In all, this intercepted cargo had an estimated value of more than $41,000. U.S. Customs said this shipment has been destroyed, but the problem is ongoing. Officials say they seized nearly 300 similar shipments in Puerto Rico last year, which represent intellectual property violations and the loss of real dollars to the manufacturer.
That's George Bonzani. Roads are reopening as floodwaters recede across much of Missouri. A TV station reporting the number of roads closed in Missouri from recent flooding has dwindled to about 50. About 200 roads had been closed last week, and one transportation official says the roads that remain closed are primarily in rural areas. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. You know, Linda's on sabbatical on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but not Wednesdays and Fridays. Sometimes Fridays, but never Wednesdays, unless, of course, something comes up. Anyway, hi, honey. I know you're listening. 6 after 8 here on the 5th of January, 2016. What's the weather look like, Bad Bob?
It's wet.
Okay, thank you very much for the weather report. That's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And give them a call at 365-3793. Thank you for that extensive weather report with the experience of hundreds of years of radio weather reporting behind you.
Cloudy, occasional showers. High should be in the mid-40s today. Overnight low, well, also in the mid-40s, so not a lot of temperature difference. We could see about 2 inches of rain over the next couple of days. Got some sunshine on tap for Friday. Then the clouds move in again. So the rain will continue to fall and bring it on. Right now in Reading, 45 degrees. And as Carl mentioned, helpfully, the report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
365-3793. We've got a bunch of stuff in the chat room today. About, you know, they're calling these guys out there that took over this building in the middle of nowhere where there's nobody working in the building, and they took it over. It's in the middle of 300 miles of nothing up in Oregon. They're starting to, you know, I saw this on CNN, and I'm watching this. I can't believe it. He says, well, are these people terrorists?
No.
Well, they terrorist. I don't see them going out and shooting innocent women and children and things like this.
Hacking
and
off heads.
They're inside this building that nobody uses, and that it's, you know, that, you know, so what's the government going to do? If the government was smart, they would just turn off all electricity and just leave and just leave and put no media out there. You know, something like that. Just turn off electricity, no media, and just walk away from it. You know, because the people that this is about, the father son, have already reported to go to jail. You know, and they, you know what, you know, and you know the feds have said, look, if you try to get in this, we're going to double down on how much time in jail. We're going to let you out in a year. You know, I mean, I'm sure that's what it, you know, they've made some kind of deal with them, and that's fine. Let the Hammonds go to jail. Let them come out, and you know what? Just let these guys sit up there. You know, so. They're actually not harming anybody. And if they were kids taking over a college campus, it'd be okay.
Oh, if they were disgruntled people blocking intersections. And
oh, that's
blocking
okay.
Blocking shoppers. That's fine.
That's fine, too. Yeah. All that kind of stuff. That's all right. So you could say is constitutionalist lives matter. There you go. No, and they should not be called Vanilla ISIS. Thank you very much for that one, Dan. All right. Hey, this portion of the show, as long as we're talking about it, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539. Before you head on up there to join the militia, you're going to need a gun. But it's going to take you 10 days to get it right here in the state of California. So, you know what, probably by that time it would be over, but it's still a good plot time to go down and see John Bastiani. locally owned, locally operated, discounts for veterans. John Bastiani started his store, gosh, it's now 7 years ago, and has been a complete success there. Why? Customer service. He prides himself in having all types of guns, long guns, revolvers, pistols, shooting accessories, optics. He has it all. Reloading equipment, all right there at Bastiani Arms, including classes for CCW and hunter safety. All of this in one spot. Bastiani Arms. Give him a call at 222-8222. Let him match the price of the big stores, and he can do that. John Bastiani, Bastiani Arms, discounts for veterans. Okay, now I'm sitting here with a man that is, the more I talk, the less nervous he appears. I don't know if he's ever nervous. He's just sitting here smiling. Larry Voppel, good morning.
Good morning.
He's the our newest development services director for the city of Reading. Been here for how long?
Since early October.
Early October. You snuck in here. And I had some people on the show, like Kurt Starman and this, and said, you ought to talk to this guy. And I said, okay. And so here you are. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, tell us about you.
Okay. Well, I grew up in Illinois, so I'm a Midwest transplant to California. I came out here 3 years ago to work in the city of Riverside as their economic development manager.
What part of Illinois?
I grew up in Pekin, Peoria, central Illinois.
Okay.
And then spent my career up in the suburbs of Chicago doing economic development and real estate development. I worked for a developer. And then I did and operated my own commercial real estate firm for 3 or 4 years.
Got any gun wounds? Got any gun stories?
I have a great gun story. I don't know if it's
well, later on, we'll find out for it. Okay. I mean, in Chicago, I used to live in, when I lived back there, in a place called Naperville.
Oh, really? I worked for Naperville.
Well, you know what? It's grown a lot, obviously, since I've been here. And the last time I saw it in the news was yesterday when a school teacher was just arrested for sexually assaulting a 16-year-old student. Mm. And I thought, well, you know, I don't. Things weren't like that when I was there. So you came out to Riverside. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, so I came out to Riverside. I was their economic development manager, started there in 2012. And, you know, I loved Southern California. It's a great place to be if you don't like change in weather or sunshine, you know, 360 days a year. But, you know, I was looking for a change of scenery, and Reading certainly provided that. And this is the best kind of winter, right? Because you get some change in temperature, but you don't get the Chicago winter.
You don't get the Chicago winter. And I've gone through. I know what it's like. I mean, you go down there on the lake, and the water, when it comes up, and you've seen this, mm-hmm. it freezes.
Yeah,
it looks like a wave, mm-hmm. and it's but because as water slowly, you know, as it freezes, it just gets kind of bigger and bigger in layers. But it looks like a wave, a frozen wave coming over the little wall there,
yep.
onto the sidewalk, and it's cold.
Cold.
Here, if you want to have cold, you have to drive north a little while, about an hour, and get up there, and then it's 0 degrees and all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, well, glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you. Everyone's made me feel very welcome.
So you like Reading?
So I love it. It's great, and the people are great, and you know, really that's. What makes a community are the people, and I found them to be very helpful and welcoming. So.
Well, Larry is a man of experience, but when you look at him, if I can just say this, and I told you this the first time, he doesn't look his age. He looks approximately 20 years younger. So, Bob, what do you think?
Well, he's got kind of that Doogie Howser thing going on, you know.
Yeah, kind of a little bit like that. Yeah, start calling him Doug. Doogie. No. I said I would not ask you questions about college. I didn't say we wouldn't say things that would embarrass you. Okay?
Okay.
No. I'm really glad. Like I said, I've heard a lot of things. I want to take a quick break here. And then when we come back, I want to talk about some of the things that you've started. When you and I talked a little bit, and I think anybody that comes in with a book and says, I think people ought to read this, is okay with me, because I've been trying to get the city council to read this one book for years, and obviously they haven't. Or this, you know, the board of supervisors, or just any politician, just say, hey, look, the letters are big. There's no pictures in it, but you know what? You guys could probably understand it. And so I was thinking about giving a copy to each one of them here at Christmas time until I realized that. Yeah, there's, you know, and the, most of the words are under two, maybe two to three syllables, sometimes less. But we'll talk about that, too. We're here, of course, with Larry Voppel, who is the new our development services director right here in the city of Reading. And we're going to come right back after these messages.
I'm ready.
Wellgate Sports Club has dedicated themselves to creating an environment that supports your personal goals, whatever they may be. That's because Wellgate Sports Club is more than just a gym. Wellgate is Reading's first premier sports club with the staff, programs, and 23,000 square foot facility designed to give you an exceptional experience every day. Now it's never been easier to take advantage of incredible amenities, including Reading's only indoor saltwater pool, outdoor jacuzzi, sauna, luxury towel service, and over 130 exercise classes designed from beginners to experts. For a limited time, you can become a member of Wellgate Sports Club with no enrollment fee. That's a $99 value. In addition, Wellgate Sports Club will provide you with three personal training sessions and a nutrition consultation absolutely free. That's another $225 value. There's never been a better time or a better place to get started. Call 768-1205 today for your personal tour. Or stop by 1740 Eureka Way and don't forget to visit online at WellgateSportsClub.com. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions, every 3 seconds someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:18 in the morning, 45 degrees out there, going up to 50 today. And as Bob says for the weather report, it's wet. And it's going to stay wet. And it's going to stay wet tonight and wet tomorrow. That weather report of wet is being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And then the secret word today is wet. 605-4567 is our phone number here. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Linda's going to be down there day after tomorrow singing. And with her band Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. And as usual, great, great music, great food. Steak and lobster for $21. Romance on the River. And if it's raining, so what? What a better place to be. It's some nice and warm place where you can get good food and listen to Linda. And she's got a special guest coming in, Bernie Baker on guitar. She's got a new new songs that they're going to be playing. A great time for all. But you're going to need some reservations. Give them a call at 243-3377 and join us down there at Elements Lounge, Romance on the River, Thursday, January 7th. It starts at 7 p.m., goes to 9. We're here with Larry Vaupel, who is the newest. Well, you're the new one, because I can't remember any other body else coming in here. Development Services Director for Reading. And before he left, I got people already commenting on it. They're trying to guess the name of the book. You came into the office, mm-hmm. and you said, you thought, well, you know what, there's certain things we need to do. So what was that? What did you do?
Well, this started back in Riverside. I would lead my team. I had a team of 13 there. Marketing and economic development. So I would lead my team through books, and we would choose different books each month to kind of go through. So one of my favorites is Good to Great. And so at our first all-staff meeting, you know, I talked about the concept of Good to Great and just instilled, you know, in the team that, you know, I challenged them. What are you going to bring to the team to help us move from good to great? You know, because in the book, the author points out that the greatest enemy to good companies is that they're good. Because if you're good, you can become complacent and you can be satisfied with just being good, right? And so very few continuously improve to become great companies. And that book is backed by scientific research. So because he went yeah. back and you know yeah. with stocks and looked at how their stocks performed to other companies in their same industry, and what separated the good from the great. And so there are five principles in that book. And
you know, it's good enough. It's one of those things right. like you know the old saying. You know, it's good enough for government work. Well, right. you know what? That, you know how is? I mean, what a I use that in the military too. It's mm-hmm. good enough for government work. How does you know that has a huge effect on how people think and how they work and how they you know what they produce.
That's right.
And you've got a type of organization that a lot of it can succeed or just really grow through initiative and the you know the fortitude and judgment that they can really move forward.
That's right. And that's part of our core values that Kurt Starman, our city manager, wrote, and they're available on the website. And I challenged staff, you know, to take a new, fresh look at those because it had been a while since they'd seen them. And, you know, part of that is empowering staff to empower decision-making at the lowest level possible so that, you know, a building inspector doesn't have to, you know, wait to run things up, you know, three levels to get to me to make a decision. He can make that decision.
That's an absolutely fabulous idea. You want people to use initiative and their judgment. You're there. You've given them, okay, you've given them, here's your objective.
Right.
And I trust you.
That's right.
To make the right decision to get there.
And they
choose those intermediate objectives.
Right. And they know it better than me.
Yeah.
They've been doing it longer. They know the trades. I mean, they've dealt with those situations. And so that was the other challenge that I made to the team was when we meet one-on-one, I know that you come across things every day as you do your job and you say, why are we still doing it this way? Or we could do it so much better. And so, you know, bring those to me. And so after I met with all 26 of them, you know, I have a list of about 30 objectives. You know, some are real small, minor little changes, but it'd make both our life easier and the life of our client.
Like Lance Corporal Schmuckatelli on the machine gun. Nobody knows that machine gun better than Lance Corporal Schmuckatelli and what's in front of him.
That's right.
And if you come up and ask Lance Corporal Schmuckatelli what's going on in front of him and how can you make this better, he's going to be able to tell you. He's That's been true. Living that with that machine gun named whatever. And, you know, Death Dealer. You know, they always get names to it. But they're the experts on it. And so what you've just said is I so much support. That you're listening to the people whose feet are on the ground, you know, who are out there, and trusting them. That's another big thing.
That's right.
So many people are afraid of blowback on that.
Right. And I told them I would have their back, and that nothing they do, you know, if they can back up the decision that they made, there's never going to be any repercussions for that. They're never going to get in trouble for making a decision on the fly to keep guys working, to keep a job moving.
Well,
you know.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. A lot of people, and that was a pregnant pause, get everybody kind of pulling. A lot of people say it's hard to get permits and get things done with the city of Reading. It can take up to a year for some things to happen because, you know, for whatever reason. The person comes out to inspect and then comes back to inspect again and comes back to inspect again. You know, a lot, you know, and they find something new each time. Sometimes it's just working it through the morass of state, county, and local issues. What are you going to do to streamline from the moment that I walk through with my request for a permit? And I've had an engineer do it, you know, a state-approved engineer do it. And I put it on the desk. What happens then?
Well, I think one of the things we're doing, and it starts with having the right attitude, right, and the right approach. And so really we've changed the vernacular around the office and kind of gone away from customer service and treating more like clients. And the reason we made that change is because it's a subtle thing.
To go from customer service to clients.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a subtle, like this week is Client Appreciation Week.
Yeah, that was something else, and that was when we talked about it. If you're coming on now, because I want to talk about that in a couple minutes.
But I think what that conjures in your mind is a client is more of a relationship. And that you're in it together.
Yeah.
Right?
So somebody you can call to talk to.
That's right. So if you hire an architect, you know, and now you're his client, and together you're going to design a house and get you through a project. And so, and that's how we want to approach applicants. So when they come in, it's a client approach. It's more consulting. Like, here's what the codes say. You know, we get these mandates from the state that say we have to enforce these codes. Okay? And these guys in the development services department know the code backwards, upside down. I mean, they know it. And so if anyone can help you find a solution to the problem and still meet the code, it's the guys in our development services team.
Well, then does that mean – because this is a significant shift of what you're talking about here. Does that mean, I come in and Jim Schmuckatelli comes over and says, "Hi, Carl, I'm Jim. And I'm going to be your code guy or permit. I'm going to walk with you through this whole thing." Does that mean one person's going to have, like, several clients?
Well,
or is it going to be, like, I'm going to shift you over to somebody else that I don't even know that I haven't been talking to?
Right.
See, because there's the crux of a client customer service thing is that you've got somebody that you can call.
Yeah, and we do. You will have that one point of contact. But the main thing is that they're going to take it more like a project manager approach. And so even though we still have to send out for other departments to comment on it, you know, there's still that one person that you can, hey, what's the status of this? And also,
is that a change from what it was?
It's not really a change. It's more of a renewed focus. Put more effort and concentration in taking a project leadership or project management type of approach. And so as a client, you know, you're not going to design a building for them, but you are going to say, look, the code requires, you know, X, Y, and Z. And there's several ways you can get there. You know, I've seen it done this way. I've seen it done this way. You can save a little money by doing it this way. And just taking the time. And, you know, for the last several years with, you know, the cutbacks in staff, we haven't really had the time to spend with clients to get the best possible outcome and best product. And so we really want to put a renewed focus on that.
Okay, I think that's a great idea. I think that idea of the emphasis on getting businesses through as quick as possible.
You know, when I talk to the
that's essentially what we're talking about,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And when I talk to the team, I ask everyone the same four questions, but one of those questions was, what do you like best about your job? And especially in the building division, this answer, the reply more often than not was, I know that I'm putting people to work. I know that when I finish my plan review and issue this permit, you know, 12 of my neighbors are going to work the next day. And so that's the right attitude.
And it's not, let me see how I can be of power here.
Not at all.
I mean, and you've seen this. You've worked in cities before. You've seen the little power broker.
I've seen it other places. I do not see it here.
Well, I'm not
at all.
Saying it's here. I'm just saying is that you've seen it, and as I have.
Well, I see it at the DMV. I mean, you go anywhere where, you know, you have somebody with that discretion or that authority, you have people who abuse it.
You know, it's funny because I just had dealings with the DMV yesterday on trying to for a carrier permit. And it's been sent to them like 3 times. And they keep saying they don't have it. Well, I have dates. I have this. You know, I mean, it's – and they still don't have it. And, I mean, these are insurance – the insurance companies are sending it. It's not like I'm sending it. It's not like they don't do this. But it's the same thing. You run into this, and it's like, well, I don't have it. But it's been sent. I don't have it. Right. You know, so after they said that the third time, I kind of realized is that they didn't have it or she couldn't find it.
Right. And so, you know, who's going to take that initiative to go find
yes.
it? Right. Okay, it's around here somewhere. Let me take the 10 minutes to go
and
find it.
And this is kind of a philosophy that we'll talk about when we get back. The philosophy of somebody who's working in a job and they get paid every 2 weeks, no matter what, whether they produce or they don't produce. If somebody produces more than they and takes part of their job to get the job done, and how that culture, how do you work in that culture? Because you've been in on the other side where you get paid by your work. And if you're not working and achieving, you don't get paid, and neither do your people. And that right there is something is also, I think, is a crux of a lot of things because people see salaries. And they don't see the salaries of the people below the division heads. And they go, well, what are we getting for this? Anyway, we're here with Larry Voppel, who is the new Development Services Director of the City of Reading, and he's already coming in talking about how, you know, moving from good to great, talking to all those people. And the other thing I want to talk to you about, too, is some of these 30 things that you heard, you know, that you learned from your from the people that worked in the division that have been working there and what kind of ideas they came up with. It's 8:31 in the morning here at KCNR 1460, 45 degrees out there, and as Bob says, it's wet. It'll stay wet. We'll be right back.
Hit movie that defined a generation, Flashdance, is now live on stage. Across the country, critics and audiences are raving that Flashdance is a super sexy blockbuster, a superbly choreographed, astonishingly danced, Broadway-bound musical. You'd be a maniac to miss it. Flashdance features hot new songs, plus hits like Maniac, Manhunt, and What a Feeling.
Reading Civic Auditorium, January 24th. Get tickets at the box office, 229-0022, or readingcivic.com. Presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The trade school at the Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the California Employment Development Department, job growth of carpenters is projected to grow 30% and plumbers 24% from now to 2022, much faster than the average for all occupations, creating more than 5,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years. Will you be one of them? The trade school now offers both carpentry and plumbing training programs, each accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The carpentry and plumbing programs are both accepting applications. These programs offer evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. Graduates finish at the journeyman level. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Deadline for spring registration is January 15th.
To thank them for their service, veterans receive a discount on tuition. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, January 7th in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bot, as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook. My special guest will be Bernie Baker on guitar, along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. Call 243-3377 for reservations today. That's Romance on the River.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bad Bob is just blasting today on his bump music. 26 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 5th of January. 45 degrees out there, going up to 50 today. And as Bob has so succinctly said, it's going to be wet. Going to be wet today, going to be wet tomorrow. Maybe wet Thursday, too. What do you think?
Was just looking at Shasta Lake. It's starting to come up. They have added drop in the bucket, so to speak, when we're talking about Shasta Lake, but 5,000 feet increase in the last couple of days.
Cool. 605-4567 is our phone number.
A couple of million, but, you know.
Yeah, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You call them, and they'll tell you it's wet, too. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. I can say this is the best barbershop in town. You want to find out what's going on? You go to Cypress Square Barbershop, better-known business, man's last stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop. I know that because it's written on the glass when you walk in. And just great people there, great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, a better-known business. Hey, by the way, Kathy and Millie's Classic Cafe is right down the street there for breakfast and lunch. They've done so much for our veteran community. The walls look like a mini veterans museum. They're having a fundraiser for them here in January on the 17th of January. It starts at 5 p.m. out at the at Wind River. And so it's going to be a great time. I'll be there. Linda will be singing. Be, you know, oh, gosh, all types of raffle items for guns and all these things that are going, as you know, that everybody loves to get guns at auctions here and raffles at the in the city of Redding in Northern California. But, of course, you have to then go through a federal firearm licensed dealer to pick them up and get your background checked. Another onerous example of what happens when you live in California. However, I do believe people, if you're going to, if you're going to get something like a raffle, you should probably have some kind of background check to make sure you're not a crazed individual. I just don't think it should be for 10 days. But that's just me. And today, our guest today is Larry Vopple, who is the new Development Services Director of Redding. I don't even know where I threw in this last part there. I was just trying to be nice about Millie and Kathy on Classic Cafe. Larry's been talking about some great ideas. I mean, I met him last week. Well, I guess week before last. Or maybe it was last week, and we talked about some of his things he was doing, and I really like the attitude you have here. And one of the things you said when you talked to all your people, you had came up with like 30 ideas from small ones to large ones. Can you share some of those with
sure.
us?
Well, a couple of them we've already implemented. So one we got from one of our structural engineers who came across a similar program in that the state does went for schools, for the architectural approval process of schools. It's called an express back check. And so what that is that after, you know, they've been reviewed, then the plans have been reviewed. If there's only a few comments, rather than send those out with a letter saying, here are the corrections that are necessary, please resubmit, and then they go through another 21-day review cycle, they would just make an appointment and come back and sit down in the conference room there and show the plans examiner where they made the simple changes, and then they get issued their permit on the spot.
So you saved, you could save months off over that then.
Yeah. And, wow. And we've also, right, it's all about incentives. So we've also incentivized the architects to do a great plan the first time. And so
instead of having the attitude of, you know what, it doesn't make a difference what I do, we're just going to keep doing it.
Yeah, the city will
it.
Catch it, you know, whatever. So, because a lot of firms, I'm not saying all firms, but a lot of them use, you know, and they
use
are
you all as the fact checkers.
Yeah,
there,
and,
you know?
And they are paying for a plan review, so that's okay. We'll do that. But a lot of them, you know, can get their client off of their case by saying, oh, well, it's at the city. And then, so they can submit plans before they're really ready. So it'll incentivize them to give us complete plans.
I've got comments on Reno. Nevada.
Okay.
That it takes, you know, it took Tesla a week to get a grading permit there. And, you know, but I think, that, you know, Dave, when I mentioned that to somebody, they said, yeah, but this thing with Tesla has been going on a long time. A lot of those things were already preset. So, you know, that, but that how much growth is happening in Reno and, you know, in the business side of it. Now, of course, Reno's not California.
Right.
So that's a problem, a huge problem that's to overcome. So most of the businesses that you're going to get for California are probably already here that we want to drag up. Okay, well, that's a great idea then for about the idea of shortening the time span then, if just by coming in for a meeting, say, okay, the show's how we done, how's done, it's done, fine, let's just do it.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. And
what's another
one? I challenge staff to, we've kind of had an informal policy of doing some what I would call virtual building inspections. So that would be something, you know, either via digital photograph or, mm-hmm. or Skype or FaceTime or something, but to adopt a formal policy for that. And so within a couple of weeks, you know, the building division, Eric and Jim Wright came back with, here's a policy for that. And so, mm-hmm. you know, now it's formal, it's in writing. And
so I can send a photo
right.
of
so,
an area.
Yeah, so it's right now we're doing it on residential permits and we're doing it for reinspections. So let's say, you know, you're a plumber and you put in a hot water heater. You forgot to put in the seismic straps, right? So the inspector gets there. He can't final because the straps aren't on. But
right.
he leaves. You have to wait 24 hours to get an inspection because he's booked for the day, but it's going to take you 20 minutes to put those straps on. So now you can just send in a photo showing
that
the straps
you
are installed, right, and you're final.
And you're kind of trusting people on this.
Absolutely.
But it doesn't mean you're not going to go back and verify at some
right.
point when you have a minute. Let's just go back and look and make sure that's there.
Yeah, so the inspector's already familiar with the scene. He would know if that
yeah.
if that photo isn't legit, right?
Yeah.
But it is. It's back to
that's
that client.
Been photoshopped.
Yeah, it's back to that or... Or it's the same photo he submitted last time. You
yeah.
know? So,
oh, look, somebody's drawn. Yeah. He's drawn a little. Okay.
So, but it goes back to that client relationship where okay. you have more, you know, trust develops. And I see that in talking to a lot of contractors, that trust has developed between our guys and the contractors in this community. And they get along really well, and they're
okay.
able to accommodate
right.
each other.
Now, I've got some builders here that said, hey, I have no problem with the city.
Right.
Because I've got a guy that's assigned there. He knows all the ins and outs. But you get somebody new coming in, and, I mean, I've heard, gosh, it takes months to do something. It seems so simple. But perhaps under what you're doing here, that could speed that up by months.
Yes.
In fact, they got it happened after you got here. I mean, they got their final permit. So I wonder if that had anything to do with it. I'll just say it did. Okay. The working with, let's talk about permit fees. And they at one point, the city council suspended the permit fees for construction of houses. I think it was for six months, wasn't it, Bob? Something like that. And a lot of houses were built during that time frame. A lot of construction. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm going to punt on that because that's clearly a policy issue. But
Let's talk about permit fees. Mm-hmm. Permit fees seem to be awfully high in Reading. And I've heard this from, you know, I haven't built anything here, but I've heard this from a lot of people that, you know, just to put up this one bakery was going to go into an existing building, but by the time they got through paying for all the permits and everything, it took them well over their budget, so they just didn't do it. And I've heard that, and I've heard that, you know, I mean, from people that have no reason to, you know, to tell me that, oh, yeah, this happened. I mean, it's just the fees just seem astronomical here. It's harder. I mean, it costs more to put a restaurant here than it does in Dallas.
Well, every year the city council would adopt a fee schedule, right? And those fees, especially in my department, which is, you know, building division, planning, and code enforcement, you know, those permit fees that we charge, you know, we can't make a profit. We can't make more than it costs us to administer those. Okay, so
right.
so a fee study is done and they're justified. I think there are impact fees that I think you know, a lot of people just kind of lump into a permit fee, right? And so those are based on, you know, where you are in the city, you know, because there's traffic impact fees, there's impact fees for schools, for parks, for the state, you know.
Yeah. Well, impact fees. Well, those things can be horrendous, though. I mean, like, if you're going into a already existing, let's just use where Famous Dave's is there. You know, that shopping center where, mm-hmm. you know, you've got Dick's Sporting Goods and Trader Joe's. Somebody, you know, if you go in, somebody was going in there to one of the smaller ones, I mean, in an existing area, and it cost them something like $15,000 for a traffic study. I mean, how many more traffic studies can you do?
Yeah, I can't speak to it.
No, I know that, but I'm giving you a specific one mm-hmm. that they have to do a traffic study in an existing parking lot in an existing area, and it costs thousands of dollars to put in a store, you know, that sells tacos or something, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I think that's where people have a tough time understanding the impact fees.
Right. Well, you have a, you know, if you talk about just traffic, you have a citywide traffic management plan, and, you know, basically it looks at build out, both commercial and residential areas, and how those every intersection in the city is then going to have to operate in order so we're not sitting through 2, 3, 4 cycles. And so, you know, then we base the fee on that, you know, every commercial acre, every house would have to contribute X amount in order to have a traffic system that operates, you know, optimally. And so it is thought out. It's not like we just sit around and say, oh, you know,
you just
20
make that
grand.
Oh, yeah, let's say 15,000.
Right.
All right. So there's some kind of reasoning behind
Absolutely.
It. But
And the public can be part of that process as we go through.
Well, that's a good idea. Has the public been a part of this?
I don't
answer that because we're getting ready to take a break. But, Bob, you had something.
You've been to Shasta View. You've driven Shasta View Drive, I assume.
Yes.
How do we avoid that? Because longtime residents here would – it was so frustrating where you would go from beautiful four lanes down to a dirt track practically. For a long time, there was a gap in the middle of the road because they hadn't found the developer who was willing to pony up gutter, curb, sidewalk, and road. And it was a patchwork, and it's going to be a mess forever. How do we avoid that? Because it was a disaster.
And we will talk about that after this break, too. It's 15 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 5th of January at KCNR Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. I tell you what, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They're the best in the North State. That's why. Right here in Reading. With over 20 years of outstanding service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems, they can fix them all. We've seen them at work. There's nothing better than watching professionals that can do such a great job. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local Whole Foods store.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen & Dahl. Family helping family.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on sabbatical today. It's 10 minutes until 9 o'clock. She'll be back tomorrow morning, and we're going to talk solar power tomorrow. You know, we've talked solar power with Redding Electric Utility, who doesn't like solar power because it takes money away from them, and they still have to put the stuff out there, and they're going to limit solar power, even though that they've been telling everybody to get solar power for years. And, you know, what? Is this year starting off kind of weird with me or what? Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to talk solar power and how they just extended the 30% credit tax credit on it and what solar power can do in a growing economy here. And we've got probably the best guy to talk about it right here with us, with Larry Vaupel here, who's the new development services director, because he's here to build up, you know, to make things work better and faster and to have businesses build quicker and less expensive. And, you know, having to go through this time after time after time of having your giving your plans being approved and then coming back, oh no, there's something else, or it's just, or once they're found, mistakes are made, and then so you've got to come back and correct the things done for construction, and then you got to go back again. He's changing the whole idea in the structure of how this is going to be done in his office, and I just think that's great. Plus, he brought a book in that has everybody have to read it.
We're going to start with Strength Finders. Actually, we're going to start next month with Strength Finders 2.0, and we're going to do some team building around that.
What's that? Is that part of the book?
It's a different book.
Different book, but you brought in Good to Great.
Yes, Good to Great.
Did everybody read it?
No, not yet.
No, but are they?
Can
everybody read?
Oh yeah, okay. And I'll take them through that ultimately.
Okay, now there's this other book too, and we want to get in and want to talk about it real quick. Mm-hmm. Is Coming Jobs War? I've talked about it ad nauseum. People are going to go, oh god, here we go again. You know about that book?
I do.
What do you think about that book?
I think it's a great book. It's a blueprint really for economic development and how cities can win jobs. And we are in a jobs war.
And we're losing. He's already said it. He said that if we don't do certain things by a certain date, and this book's a few years old, mm-hmm. that we're going to lose this war.
And what I liked about the book, it's the same author actually as Good to Great. It's the same group, the Gallup group. So it's rooted in science and empirical data. But what I like about it is it's a holistic approach, right? It's not just Shasta EDC that's got to win this war for us or development services, right?
It's business a community. People. It's a community that has to, and you got leaders, and I think you call them chiefs or something, but... Mm-hmm.
And the schools,
but the city council and the board of supervisors have to listen to these guys and girls, who are successes in their business. And I think that's one of the things. How many real businessmen do we have in positions of authority? You're different because you've kind of come, you know, you came up through, you know, working on your own, working out there. And how many people have come up through the ranks in city? And I'm just going to use the city as an example. They started out there when they were 22, 23. You know, they had a college degree, whatever. But now they're middle management or higher management, and they've worked their whole time for a government entity.
Well, I think, you know, I've met with all of my team, and on the building division side of things, I think every one of them have private sector experience. They've all been contractors. Mm-hmm. They've all had, you know, if they didn't work, they didn't eat. So they get it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, no, I like it because a person may be able to function very well within a bureaucracy, but they don't think outside that bureaucracy because they haven't never had to. And the way they've been successful is being in a bureaucracy. So that's a real concern of mine. How about the we're going to talk about the Client Appreciation Week.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Let's do that.
It's this week. And so we're just setting aside a week where we say thank you to our clients. I mean, we would not be there, right, if they weren't there asking for permits. And, you know, we see our role as facilitating investment in our community and helping them succeed. If our contractors are successful, then we're successful. So we're setting aside some times. I'll read them off real quick. You can find them on our website. Today, the builders, we have an open house for builders at 1:30. Plumbers at 3:30, tomorrow solar at 9 a.m., HVAC at 3:30. On Thursday, we're doing the architects and engineers and developers at 9 and the electricians at 3:30. Yesterday, we did the roofers. It was a great time just sitting around and talking about.
So, okay, now, this is in your offices. Is that it?
Right, at the permit center.
At the permit center, and they come in. And where's that?
They come in. That's 777 Cypress.
Cypress. I mean, it's
City Hall.
City Hall. And they come in, and they sit down with you. And it's a open exchange of ideas with no anger.
That's right. At least there wasn't yesterday.
It didn't seem like it. But then again, you haven't got the electricians in. Those are rowdy people, I understand. so they're going to come in. So it's just to say is, hey, we appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. We appreciate that you're here and that you're employing folks in our community and helping it to be a better place.
But a novel approach from city government.
Well,
this is the first time. Have you ever heard of one of these, Bob? Client appreciation from the city level? Maybe the county will learn something here.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't
because
it? I
typically
mean,
it's been, how can we honk you up with our rules without telling you?
Well, double secret probation here for Bob.
You know, okay. It's like when I first got here, I sat with staff and asked them, you know, their input on things, mm-hmm. on how we could do better. And, you know, I think it's important that we hear from the contractors who are doing it every day. They're pulling permits. They see it from the other side of the table. And so we can get their input.
There's a lot of misconceptions, I'm sure, from both sides. And I think this is a great idea to have something like a conference that says, hey, you know, like you got the building authority here,
Builders Exchange
here. I mean, and Joe is a very, very knowledgeable guy. He heads it up, Joe Tremonti. Have you talked to him?
I'm sure you have. Yes, I have several times. He was a big salesperson for Reading when I was considering the job. So
really?
Absolutely.
Did he come down and talk to you about it?
We spoke on the phone several times.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know, Joe's a great guy.
You know, and that's part of the thing is that when you come and check out a community, you know, what got me was the passion and how much people really do care about the community.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Southern California, you know, city limits bleed together and you don't really know what city you're in. And it's hard to get civic pride and a sense of, you know, pride and ownership.
Yeah.
And right? It's just you work in one place, you live in another. And here it's a full community, and it you know, it's coming from the outside. It's you can touch it, you can feel it.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. We're here with Larry Vopple, who is the Development Service Director for Reading now. He's got some great ideas. I'm trying to think of some of the other things that we had talked about. We've talked about the over 30 ideas you got from your staff, you know, how the staff works. You're talking treating people as clients and not just customer service, and there's a big difference there. Absolutely, a big difference there.
And we also appointed Jim Wright as our building official.
Oh, code permit violations. Or code violations.
Code enforcement.
That, or code enforcement. A lot of them are doing now with these hotels and these places like that. Is there going to be an extra person put on something like that? Or, you know, like, you know, contractors so they can just go through and just rip these places down?
Well, we are working with the city council and this new neighborhood policing program that the chief just started up, too. So there will be an emphasis, a renewed emphasis on code enforcement, I hope. And I would like to basically have, like the chief has his most wanted, I'd like to have my top 10 list of properties that need to come down.
Well, I you know what? When you get ready to issue that, you have got a seat right here. And we can talk about it. And then why they should come down.
Yeah,
I'm just all over that one. Yeah, because if we need to clean up the blight. We need some really good places. And, you know, the place across the street, really clean their act up. The hotel across the street. But there's other places that need to be either fixed or taken over. Larry, thank you so much for being with us. And you know what? You've come in here with a fresh breath of air here and how you want to help people get businesses going. And we'll see how you feel here in 4 or 5 months. All right? But we'll have you back before then. Can't wait to hear your top 10, you know, demolition projects here. Okay? Hey, tomorrow, solar power, a whole lot of different things have happening tomorrow right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Linda will join me again, and we will be, we're going to be talking about a lot of things going on. You know, the veteran service officer story has not come. It's not been put away. We'll find out some more stuff about what's going on with that. And we're going to keep that up on the burner until we get a veteran service officer in there. Just remember that today is going to be a tough day out there. It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining tonight. It's going to have it all. So be careful out there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At the White House, President Obama is announcing steps that he's taking on his own without Congress, aimed at curbing gun violence.
Every single year, more than 30,000 Americans have their lives cut short by guns.
Part of the president's plan requires more gun sellers to be licensed by the feds, meaning they could no longer get around background check requirements for gun buyers. Larry Keene with the National Shooting Sports Foundation tells the Salem Radio Network that Mr. Obama's proposals don't address the fundamental problems that concern most Americans.
That is domestic terrorism or self-radicalized terrorists like we saw in San Bernardino, or increasing urban gun violence in places like Chicago and L.A. and New York.
And he says existing gun laws are working. An American service member has been